News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. These are the sounds of victory from San Antonio, where the San Antonio Spurs have won the NBA title. They defeated LeBron James and his Miami Heat. Fans were celebrating outside their arena yesterday. The Spurs were 104-87 winners in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Kawhi Leonard was the MVP. He led the way with 22 points and 10 rebounds. More in sports with Tom King coming up in 5 minutes. There were far fewer teams taking part in this year's 3-on-3 basketball tournament, the replacement for the annual Gus Macker in the Wausau area. Now, the Gus Macker tournament used to attract up to 400 teams. This year's indoor 3-on-3 took 34 teams to participate. The games were indoors at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. Many of the athletes say they preferred playing indoors and that they appreciate there were trained officials working these games. Organizers say for a start they are pleased with the tournament. They say they hope to bring back even more teams for next year. The Pentagon is moving to secure the U.S. Embassy and other diplomatic facilities in Baghdad. This comes as the Iraqi government tries to stop the advance of Islamic militants. Are we already too late for American airstrikes? Sky News reporter Stuart Ramsey says many of these rebels are starting to dig in.
The Kurdish leaders here are pointing out as the days go by, the ISIS fighters become more and more dug in, and they're in ordinary villages. So if the United States, for example, says that they'll provide air support, who are they going to attack? Can they attack towns? ISIS aren't moving very much at the moment. It seems to me that they would have to be there in a support of an Iraqi move to push ISIS out of these various towns and indeed cities that they've taken over. Problem with that is that ISIS are now getting the support of many of the local communities that they're living amongst. So it's very, very difficult. And I think the real key thing is going to be potential talks between the different countries, notably, of course, Iran and the United States, to see if they can come up with some type of strategy.
There's a debate over whether the U.S. will use air or drone strikes. President Obama has already ruled out more boots on the ground. A two-star general will lead the investigation into what prompted Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl to leave his post in Afghanistan back in 2009. Sources tell CNN the general will begin working on the case this week. Bergdahl was captured by the Taliban and held for 5 years. He's back in the U.S. and is being treated at a hospital in Texas. A man and two children were injured in a crash in Portage County early yesterday.
The one-vehicle crash took place near the intersection of Highway DB and Highway X near Stevens Point around 12:30 a.m. Portage County officials say the vehicle continued through the intersection without stopping and crashed into a tree after heading into a ditch. The driver was a 29-year-old man from the town of Sharon. A 7-year-old boy and 3-year-old girl were also in the vehicle. All of them were transported to Aspirus Wausau Hospital. The boy has been listed in serious condition. Zach Hagenbusher, WSAU News.
You remember a comment last week from Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. He said that not only were same-sex marriage licenses illegal, he says county clerks could face prosecution for issuing them. The ultimate decision whether to prosecute will be up to local DAs, and Portage County District Attorney Louis Malepsky Jr. says he doesn't imagine anyone would face charges.
Ultimately, as I've said before on this, the clerk determines who or who shall not get a marriage license. And I think that is something that is very important. And I don't think that the Attorney General should be, frankly, sticking his nose in an area that it doesn't belong, especially when we have very competent clerks in the state.
On Friday, federal Judge Barbara Crabb issued a stay on her ruling, which allows the state more time to appeal her decision striking down Wisconsin's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. For now, additional marriage licenses to gay couples are on hold. Casey Kasem's family will hold a memorial service for the longtime radio announcer this Friday. The details have not been released yet. He died Sunday in Washington State at age 82. American Idol host Ryan Seacrest said in a statement, "It's a sad day for the broadcasting community and for radio listeners around the world." Here's the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Turning warmer for today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 84, a southwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, some could be severe with some high wind, a low down to 65. Then for your Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy, turning quite humid, a 50% chance of thunderstorms, high 84. Wednesday, a 50% chance of storms once again with a high of 83. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Just like that, bang, feels like summer has arrived. Kids are out of school. We have mostly clear skies, a few high, thin clouds to start the day. Should there be severe weather, you can get text alerts right to your cell phone for watches and warnings. Text the word severe to 39327. That's a service of King's Campers and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.